Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. The Institute of Unfinished Research has concluded that 6 out of 10 people... Yeah.
Unconcluded.
Yeah, right, yeah.
6 out of 10.
Yeah, 6 out of 10 people.
That's it.
There you go.
End of discussion.
Right. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts, thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
That's right. Welcome to our outfit.
All right. It's our annual branding show.
Annual.
Right? Yeah. So we probably better go through the rules for attending our branding.
Okay. Let's get this out of the way.
Don't you think?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Here we go. Yes. Rule number one, it's a simple rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't wrestle... You don't eat.
It's simple.
It's a simple.
You know, all these rules are very simple.
Actually, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Everything is. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Rule number two, you're only allowed one stupid question per hour.
Per hour.
Yeah, and the answer to this hour's stupid question is, yes, branding irons are hot.
Yes.
Yes. Very. Rule number three. If you are holding a calf with your partner and you let your end go, your partner is allowed to kick you wherever the loose calf kicked him.
Now, wait a minute.
Yep.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Right. I thought it was a six-pack.
That's
and a six-pack.
I don't know. I kind of like the
retribution.
I like the retaliation, I think that means more to me than a six-pack anymore.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Rule number four, yes, it hurts.
Yeah.
Anytime you sever any appendage, it's going to hurt. And it has not been an hour since your last question.
You are over your limit.
You're over your limit. Ooh, does that hurt?
Yes.
Well, okie dokie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rule number five, don't ask me what's in the nut bucket.
No!
It's
well, there's peanuts.
Pecans, almonds, filberts.
Yeah.
And yes, we are going to cook them.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to eat them.
And we are going to really enjoy it.
And we'll enjoy it.
Yes.
Rule number six, the odor of burning hair, charred flesh, fresh poop can become quite pungent at times. And the calves can start stinking too.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, get that straight.
Just
right
let us know in advance if you're going to hurl.
Yeah, exactly.
Rule number seven, yes, my wife is running the castrating knife. Yes, she is really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
No, it does not make me nervous.
I mind my manners.
I'm monogamous.
That's right.
Yeah. When holding the hind legs of a scoured calf.
Yes.
Place your free foot over the tail of the calf, applying constant pressure to the orifice.
Yes.
You'll find out why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't, you will figure it out.
When that hot iron hits him,
pew.
Yep. Better keep your mouth closed and your head down.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Roping is a privilege, not a right. Do not ask to rope unless, of course, you can guarantee that your rope gets caught under your horse's tail and you can provide a little bit of entertainment.
Can rope all you want.
Yeah, then you absolutely like to see that.
Yeah.
Periodically, we do use those little green Cheerios instead of a knife. On the male gender of the bovine, no, it would not be a good form of birth control.
No.
Might keep your husband from wandering.
Maybe. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yes, the person packing the vaccine gun and the iron have the right of way. Right?
Yes.
Unless, of course, you're not current in your vaccinations. Then there you go.
And then we will fix that.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, and finally, thanks for coming to our branding. Seeing how it wasn't too far into the branding when you lost your breakfast, you're probably hungry.
Yeah.
So we'd be happy to feed you.
Just come on in.
Yeah, betcha. Hey, we got a great show coming at us this week.
Goody.
Darren Little's riding along with us. Yvonne Hollenbeck has some poetry. We have Ryan Fritz, Ian Tyson, Wiley, and the Wild West. But we're going to start with Bryn Hill, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nothing like burning hair.
time is long on the mountain. Snow flies for 9 long months a year. When the warm south wind blows, every cowboy knows spring roundup time is finally here. So call the boys at the big A double L. Call Mike and Jeff and Jason and the crew. And come the break of dawn, we'll be saddled up and gone. 600 head for the day's through. Cause there's nothing like the Wasatch in the springtime. Nothing like the freedom in the air. And there ain't nothing better than dragging calves to the fire. And there's nothing like the smell of burning hair. By like the wind, and the boys have loaded up and they're heading home. But come this time next year, you can bet they'll be right here until the cattle and the west are dead and gone. Cause there's nothing like the Wasatch in the springtime, nothing like the freedom in the air. Nothing like the smell of burning hair. No, there's nothing like the smell of burning hair. Nothing like the Wasatch in the springtime.
Well, yeah, there is nothing like the smell of burning hair.
Oh, yeah.
You know, old Brent Hill, he's got a great story about that. He was performing down during the 2002 Winter Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
And he played that song. And some guy come up to the stage in the middle of the song and just flipped him off. Yep. Yeah, flipped him off and walked away.
There's a lot of passion.
I don't
think he
cared for that song much.
Evidently not.
Yeah.
Well, that could be number one, too.
You know what? Yeah. That's right. You're number one. Hey, that's a number one song.
Hey, that's funny.
Welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Right.
It is our annual branding show, and you have to tell that story.
Well, absolutely. Right?
Yeah.
You have to do it.
Well, Bryn's song is so awesome.
It is.
And it's so right. And the fellow that did that just didn't understand our culture.
Obviously not.
Obviously.
Or he did, and that's why he did it.
Or, yeah. Maybe it was an old rancher.
Yeah.
No, I doubt that very much.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. You know, all right, it's branding season. It is a necessary evil.
It is necessary.
This is how we keep track of our babies.
Well,
okay?
How many times have you seen the placard, the bumper sticker?
Yeah.
Trust everybody. But brand your calves anyway.
Trust everyone, but brand your calves.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's just the same deal as padlocks.
A padlock only keeps the honest people
keeps
honest.
Keeps the honest men honest.
Yeah. If they want in there, they will get
exactly
in.
Right. And if they want to rustle cows, they will.
Yeah.
And it is still an issue.
It's actually worse.
They're
no sneakier.
Well, that, and I think it's also because of transportation.
It's readily available. Used
to be. You have to go in there and drive them somewhere, right?
Pretty easy to track.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
Yeah.
So, branding time.
You have to brand.
That's right.
Yes.
Now, we know in some places where this is airing, mm-hmm. you've already branded.
Well, and some of you brand year-round.
Some of you calve year-round.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. But here in this country, we're just getting a good start.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
And in our country, we were joking about it earlier in the opening.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
yeah, roping is a privilege.
You don't walk into somebody's corral,
yep.
shake out a loop, and go to
right.
roping.
Roping is a privilege. Wrestling is mandatory.
Yes.
those two things are number one and number two, probably.
Well, and I think that's where the term, you got to earn your spurs.
Oh, there you go.
Comes
in.
You got to earn your spurs.
You bet. And, you know, and you don't offer to rope either.
No.
Even though you might be a hand or such.
Exactly.
Yeah, you go up to the boss and you say, what do you need me to do?
You go up to the boss and show him, I have 10 fingers.
I'm a
good roper.
Hey, look at this. I can count to 10. Yeah. I can count to 5 on one hand.
Yeah.
On my roping hand.
On my roping
hand. Yes. Right.
So a lot of folks, you know, we, as growing up, we didn't rope.
We
had to go in and snag them.
That's on my list. There's all sorts of different kinds of ropings and brandings and such like that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
As kids, all the calves were separated into one area, and you walked in there and grabbed a calf by the leg, drug him out.
Right.
Yeah. Threw him, held him, branded him.
And you get all the little ones.
Yep.
And leave the big ones for somebody else.
For the big guys.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, as a roper, when I do get to rope in the pen, I look for the great big wrestlers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I take them those soggy calves,
yeah,
man.
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, my gosh. Okay.
Oh, them guys are ready.
Here we go. I'm going to wait until they are free, and I'm going to drag this calf over to them.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Well, are you heading? Are you healing?
Here
we
go.
Do you dare drag them to the fire on a single hawk?
And we're going to talk about all that, but we're going to ditch out to a cow commercial.
Oh,
and when
really?
We come back, Wiley in the Wild West is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine, and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.